First reading for this Festival of All Saints is found in John's letter of Revelation, chapter 7. This will serve as the basis for our meditation this morning. After these things I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing in front of the throne and of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands. They called out with a loud voice and said, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." One of the elders spoke to me and said, "These people dressed in white robes, who are they and where do they come from?" And I answered him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who are coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this, they are in front of the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty ever again. The sun will never beat upon them, nor will any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Is anywhere safe anymore? So much these days reminds us how unsafe, how dangerous, how frightening our world really is. Wars between Ukraine and Russia, a war that's lasted for a while, more recent war between Israel and Hamas. Huge demonstrations that can spill over into violence and anti-Semitism across our country. Economic inflation on every price, whether that's the very basics you need to make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich for tomorrow's lunch, to the interest rates on homes now. Death threats against those who dare to disagree with the prevailing culture, or vice versa. Crime against property and humanity on the rise, often done without remorse. Threats of disease, natural disaster, economic crashes, and of course the uncertainty of things like politics and politicians and presidential candidates. All of that leaves us feeling unsafe, helpless, wondering what's going to happen next. Every day we seem to get another reminder how dark human hearts can be, and how completely sin has corrupted and ruined our world down to our very hearts. So is anywhere safe anymore? Well, I suppose building a concrete bunker buried deep underground or having some kind of impenetrable mountain fortress, that would be a fun option, but such options are neither practical nor available. A cordon of well-armed military and police around you would keep you safe, but they're just human beings. What about your home or even here at church? Even those safe places are susceptible to crime or disaster or accident. As I mentioned to the kids when I was a little boy, the safest place in the world for me was on the lap of my 6'5", 350-pound father. But you know, as I got older, I realize my father's a mortal human being, just like everyone else. Is anywhere safe anymore? That question just begs to be asked as our world careens towards the end. And yet today, Jesus gives us a glimpse of a place where we will never be unsafe. A place where we will never be helpless. A place where we will never be vulnerable. Christ lifts our eyes heavenward to a place where we will be safe at last. So what is this place? Oh, the Apostle John, he serves as our Christ-appointed tour guide this morning to show us this place. It's a place of peace rather than conflict. And so he tells us, he goes, "After these things I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing in front of the throne and of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands." Now looking over that tremendous multitude, you, You see so many people, it's more people than you could possibly ever count. You see people who look like you and me, and people who are very different from you and me. You see people from every generation going all the way back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. You see every one of your loved ones who died in the Lord, who died in faith, and every other believer in Christ who has ever lived. You see people there from every nation and speaking every language, and or from every tribe or culture. Yet there is no conflict there, no competition, no inbred hatred that points out the differences or leads to dislike because someone is different. There's no fear of danger, no worry of violence, no threat of attack. There's only perfect peace as the countless throngs gather for the same purpose. And then you hear it. You hear something that has not been heard since the days of Noah. What you hear are something that hasn't been heard since the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. You hear every language under the sun, but it isn't the chaotic babble heard at the ancient unfinished Tower of Babel when God foiled the arrogant pride of sinful humanity and confused their languages. Now what you hear is one united symphony of praise bursting forth with one united voice from this endless sea of humanity dressed in white with waves of green palm branches in the air. And they're singing this message: salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. Why is everyone here? Why this ginormous multitude, this huge throng of people? The Lamb. The Lamb is why we're here. The Lamb of God sitting on the throne is the sole reason why that multitude is gathered together. The Lamb of God is the only reason any one of those souls is in that place. The Lamb of God is the focus of their praise, the focus of their worship, the focus of their eternity, because that Lamb sitting on the throne is their peace. You know, sin had so completely corrupted us all that eternal condemnation to hell was the only rightful, righteous judgment that God could give. Yet the Holy Lamb of God, he left that heavenly throne to put himself in our place. He came to be the required sacrifice, the required payment for the sins of the whole world. And John the Baptizer, he proclaimed that when he first saw Jesus, when Jesus' ministry first started. He said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Why did the Lamb leave his throne? Why did Jesus come into our world? He came so his blood would be poured out, so his own life would be sacrificed, so he himself would suffer death, so he himself would reconcile our sinful world, you and me, with the holy God. And that is exactly what Jesus did. That is exactly what Jesus did for all the, not just for us, but for all those countless others gathered around his throne. That Lamb of God, he appears as one who has been slain, but now he lives, and his holy blood, his precious blood, cleanses us from all sin. Now that's made clear when one of the elders on our tour, he comes over to John and asks him, so who are these people dressed in white robes? Who are they? Where do they come from? And John just looks at him and says, sir, you know. The elder explains, these are the ones who are coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Why are all those people gathered together there? All those people are gathered together in peace is not because somehow world peace was accomplished and everyone put aside their disagreements and laid their guns down and held hands together and sang kumbaya. None of that. It's not going to happen this side of heaven. Instead, they're in that place of perfect peace because Jesus restored peace between them and the Holy God. They live in peace because the Lamb of God gave his life in their place and his blood has made them holy before God. They praise in peace because he brought them through the great tribulation, that time in which every believer lives, in which Satan is doing all he can, marshaling all of his evil forces to attack and destroy God's people. They praise in peace because the blood of the Lamb has cleansed them of all their sin and its effects. That's why that place is a place of peace rather than conflict. With the removal of sin, there is no more conflict, no more hatred, no more racism, no more bigotry, no more class warfare, no more vengeance, no more blame, no more arrogance. Reconciled with God, that great multitude praises the Lamb because of what God did for them rather than what they did for themselves. And then you know what they do? They go to work. They serve Him gladly. They serve Him gratefully, day and night. They spend their eternity serving Him in His temple. They rejoice for eternity to have that opportunity. Now, the times in which we live, recent events, and you could pick any number of them, have reminded us how mortal, how vulnerable, how helpless we really are. I mean, no matter how much security is in place, no matter how many safety regulations are enacted, no matter how prepared we think we are, evil still reveals its ugly face, and always behind it looms that threatening shadow of death, and you know, they just keep coming. None of us wants to admit it, but deep down inside, we all know how evil sin can be, because we know what our hearts are capable of doing. There's nowhere in this world that we can escape to from that reality because we bring along with ourselves that sinful nature that is evil to the core. But that place of peace that we saw with John is also a place of safety rather than vulnerability. The elder, he describes the safety of that place. He says, "He who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty ever again. The sun will never beat upon them, nor will any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water." We live in a world filled with fear, a world filled with evil. How comforting then to know that you and I will one day live in a place where He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over us, bring us into His home. The Lord of life, who has already defeated sin and death and the devil, will surround you with His protection. You will be safe in His almighty protecting care. Neither scorching heat nor freezing cold, neither devastating hurricane nor human conflict nor economic crash nor worldwide pandemic will harm you. Not even Satan himself will be able to harm you. In that place, the living Lord will provide for you with His bountiful care. You won't have to fear the pangs of hunger or thirst or the pain of anything else that harms your body. The living Lamb of God sitting on the throne will be your shepherd. You see, the picture of peace, it changes into a picture of safety as the Good Shepherd guides His troubled sheep to springs of living water. Maybe you recall, like Psalm 23, green pastures, clear waters. No safer place can be found than the loving care of the shepherd who gives you the water of life so that you will never thirst again. Never more will you be afraid. Never more will you feel helpless and vulnerable. Never more will you wonder what is going to happen next. Never more will you grieve for those who suffer at the hands of terrorists or for those who lose their lives in an accident or natural disaster. Never more will you grieve for loved ones whose lives were taken by that great enemy called death or over the reality of your own death. Never more will you grieve over the awful effects of sin in your life and in the lives of others. Never more will you grieve because the world is rushing towards destruction on the last day. Never more will you grieve because in that place of perfect peace and safety, in the care of your living, loving shepherd, you will find joy. That place will be a place of joy instead of grief, because God has promised that He will wipe away every tear from your eyes. It's no wonder that in such a place the nations gather to sing praises to their living Lord and Savior. And it's quite a thunderous song they sing. It's so thunderous it needs two amens on the front end and the back end. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. Does anyone wonder why the multitudes praise their victorious Lord? Because in his mercy, he brought them, he brought us, and will bring us to that place of eternal peace, to that place of eternal safety and joy, that place where we in Christ long to be, and where by God's grace we will be someday with Christ in heavenly glory. With so much leaving us fearful and helpless, we yearn to be with Christ. We yearn to be safe at last. And someday that faith will become sight. Someday we will see that place in all its glorious fullness. But we still live in this dangerous, frightening world. How do we live in that time in between? Do we simply yearn to be with Jesus? Well, we will certainly do that. But there is a place where we can find true peace and safety and joy even now. I know I showed this to the kids earlier. But if you look at any picture of the Good Shepherd, most pictures of the Good Shepherd, not even just this one, but other ones, you see that place. You see a lamb in the nail-scarred hands of the Good Shepherd, and he holds that lamb close to his heart. And years ago, a classmate of mine reminded me of this. He said, "That lamb is you. That's where you are now. Not just when you're in heaven, but you are now in this life, even in this frightening, dangerous world. There is no safer, more peaceful, more joyful place than in this life or the life to come than the arms of your living, loving Shepherd Jesus. Even if terrorists strike or disaster destroys or economies collapse or illness takes your health or death takes your physical life, in the almighty arms of your living, loving Shepherd Jesus Christ, you are safe. My friends, you are there now, and you will be there always. Amen.